Our bachelor uncle who lived with us was a quiet, genial man, much given to hunting and fishing, and it was one of the pleasures of our young life to accompany him on his expeditions to Great Hill, Brandybrow Woods, the pond, and best of all, to the country brook. We were quite willing to work hard in the cornfield or the haying lot to finish the necessary day's labor, in season for an afternoon stroll through the woods and along the brookside. I remember my first fishing excursion as if it were but yesterday. I have been happy many times in my life, but never more intensely so than when I received that first fishing pole from my uncle's hand and trudged off with him through the woods and meadows. It was a still, sweet day of early summer. The long afternoon shadows of the trees lay cool across our path. The leaves seemed greener, the flowers brighter, the birds merrier than ever before. My uncle, who knew by long experience where were the best haunts of pickerel, considerately placed me at the most favorable point. I threw out my line, as I had so often seen others, and waited anxiously for a bite, moving the bait in rapid jerks on the surface of the water, in imitation of the leap of a frog. Nothing came of it.
"Try again," said my uncle.
Suddenly the bait sank out of sight. "Now for it," thought I. "Here is a fish at last."